One Syracuse elected official knows firsthand the accomplishment and message sent by the choice of Kamala Harris as the presumptive Democratic vice presidential nominee. Assemblymember Pamela Hunter has herself, as a woman of color, had to win over voters to gain public office. She notes the Harris selection is another step in slow progress.
We're always still talking about first. Even in 2020, we had the Civil Rights Act in 1964, and we're still this much further, you know, behind. 100 years worth of women, you know, suffragist movement, and we're still talking about first. You know, we have the chops, we have the experience, we have the background necessary to do all of these jobs.
Hunter believes the choice will have an impact at the ballot box. Harris, as a possible VP, might not change minds, but might help energize voters, especially those that look like her and Kamala.
Women of color is a very strong electorate, a very strong voting bloc, and having them be excluded and outside that larger space has always been elusive. It's always been something that was for other people, and now it's for a woman of color.
Hunter says she was not surprised by the choice, but says it was very satisfying hearing the names of Harris, along with Susan Rice, Karen Bass, Val Demings, and others tossed around as contenders. She adds that despite the misogyny which still exists and holds women back, the inclusive discussion reflected what America looks like. For more on this and other local news stories, you can visit our website, waaer.org.